What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Physically, where are you at right now?
I'm feeling good. I haven't felt like this in 2 years. Just to be able to come out here and just run around and not have to wear a knee brace and not have to do rehab all day and not have my off season just committed to getting healthy is a joy in itself. So I'm feeling good. You know, football is still football. Still got to work and, you know, still got to grind and get better on the football field. But if I can just start where I finished last season, I'll be good.
What sort of stuff physically can you do now? Maybe even last time you were on the field in January, you couldn't, or you weren't comfortable doing.
I just think not being hampered with a knee injury. You know, not thinking about the knee injury every single play, not doing rehab all week. You know, you just go out there and just play football. I'm not thinking about my knee. I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just thinking about being the best pass rusher I could be.
Bon, I don't want to say you didn't believe that you could make the comeback last year as quickly as you could, but how much, in retrospect, might have you been fooling yourself to think that you could become the old Bon that quick like that?
I think my optimistic mindset has won for me at times and it's lost for me at times. But I don't know any other way to think. I don't know any other way to view things, but the best way and the best possible scenario. So going back to last year, I mean, I would probably go about it the same way. I'm not the type of guy that would come out here and say, hey, you know, my knees, it's all right. I don't know if I'm going to be able to start the season. You know, I don't like to live in those terms, on or off the football field. So if I had to go at it again, I would probably have, you know, the same type of verbiage and the same type of mindset. It's just the way I view life on and off the football field.
Totally get that. How would you take from last year, knowing that it was a season that you did some things on the field, but there was no sacks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm Von Miller. I'm kind of measured by sacks. I'm kind of measured by sacks, but I didn't get any last year. I made three tackles. Probably should not have, you know, played last year. You know, at 34 years old, to sit out, you know, a season and a half, it just wasn't on my mind, you know. So like I said before, I only know one way to view things, and that's the most optimistic way. And I wanted it to go better than what it was. I wanted to go out there and get 15 sacks. That'll put me in the top 10 all time. You know, I wanted, you know, all of those things to happen, but, you know, the universe just had other plans for me, and, you know, nothing in life is by coincidence. So I'm here now, year three. I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to go, and I'm fired up that I didn't have the type of production that I had last year, and I'm ready to go play football.
Bon, when you say you shouldn't have played last year, is there something that you feel like would have gone differently, like, for your body, like mentally, physically, that would have been benefited if you hadn't played last year?
No, I mean, that's probably what should have happened, but I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to be out there and play. If I was 50%, like, nobody was going to stop me from going out there. Nobody was going to stop me from going out there. But the truth, just being honest with you guys, you know, my knee wasn't at a place where I could go and I can move and I can do the things that I wanted to do. I mean, I could play, but that was just about it.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling normal. I'm not thinking about my knee. I'm just, you know, getting back in the hang of just playing football. And it feels good to just be in meetings and not do rehab all day and watch film and get reps with the guys and to be out there and it's not all about my knee. And, you know, so from a starting point, where I'm at this year is way better than what I was last year. It feels like year one to me when I first got here. And I'm just ready to play football and go out there and make plays for my teammates.
For a guy who's got 123 and a half career sacks, mm-hmm. How meaningful will the next one be?
It'd be great. I think every sack that I get from this standpoint on, I'm passing a Hall of Fame type player. So each and every sack, especially after not having one, you know, being away from the game and, you know, not making plays, I feel like each and every sack that I make from here on out will be so special. You know, whether it's one, whether it's two, whether it's 15, each and every one would mean the world to me. At year 14, you know, you don't know how many you're going to play after this. And, you know, I got kids and, you know, my kids are starting to, you know, figure out what's going on. They see the Buffalo Bills sign and they say, daddy, daddy, that's daddy. So each and every sack from this standpoint would be so special. All of them are special. All 123 and a half of them are special. But, you know, these next couple of ones would be very special for sure.
When you look at last year, kind of not going the way you wanted, but still feeling that everything happens for a reason, what did you learn about yourself last year?
I learned a lot. I learned that you can't force things. And I think as a football player in my whole entire life, you know, you just try to make things happen. You just try to make things happen. And at times that's been great for me. But at times, like last year, it just wasn't working for me. And I learned patience. I learned that it's that life is bigger than football. You know, I learned that I was able to spend more time with my kids. I was able to lead from a different perspective, not just on the football field making plays. So it was a lot of things that I was able to learn that helped me this season, being back on the field. Being back in a position where I can make things happen and just finding the beauty in the small things.
Was there a point this offseason when you felt like you weren't thinking about your knee as much? Like, when do you think that kind of transitioned?
I think at the beginning of last season, I think the Miami game, the Pittsburgh Steelers playoff game, and the Chiefs game was, especially the Chiefs game, that was really where I felt like normal. And even though we lost, you know, I felt good about the way I played, and I felt good from the starting point that I would have coming into this season. So, you know, I trained this offseason. I was able to just train, work on my body, work on my craft. And I was able to just come into this football season from a normal standpoint. It wasn't all about rehab. So I think just being able to separate, you know, rehab and football and just be able to focus on football will be able to pay off for me this season.
I know it's early in training camp, but just in these first 2 days, have there been any moments specifically on the field in a drill or in 11-on-11 or whatever, where you feel kind of a noticeable difference between this year and how you remember feeling last year?
I mean, this offseason doing D-line work and moving and stuff, I felt good. I think OTAs, I felt good. And I think all of those things, I was just able to stack on all of those moments. And coming out here, you know, getting my very first rep with training camp, I felt good. Just being able to do run stunts inside, be able to stunt inside and not guard my knee and not thinking about, like, nobody running to my knee, it all felt good. Being able to go through practice like a normal pro football player, it feels good. It feels special. I think being set with those things being taken away from you, whenever you get them back, they just mean more, and they're able to highlight you know, what is to come and the type of player that I can still be.
On another matter, have you been informed of any update on your legal situation? I'm not sure what you're able to share with us. I'm just asking about if there's been any update on that.
No charges were ever filed and the case is closed. So I'm able to just move forward and just focus, you know, solely on football. You know, life sometimes, but my life is all about football right now and my kids and being the best teammate and the best football player I could possibly be. And, you know, I'm happy to be here with the Buffalo Bills. I'm happy to just be in this moment and just, you know, live my life and do the things that we do normally.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.